Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 26th of October, partly cloudy, washed morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today mostly cloudy, with a passing shower or two, and over the night partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, with chance on precipitation of 59% and chance on thunderstorms on 40%. Temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 32 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Winds from east at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 40%. On Tuesday, 31st of October at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting to discuss Youthlink's Hive and the Pump House. Hive, which aims to be a futuristic, integral space for the youth of Auroville. The Youthlink Hive, also titled the Golden Jubilee Hostel, according to the building application, aspires to be multifunctional, sustainable, futuristic and integral space for the youth of Auroville and of the world, to address some of our key issues faced by youth and their 20s, being primarily linked to housing, employment and higher education. This hub is envisioned to be a melange of administration, offices, living spaces, as well as space for social interaction and creative stimuli. Yeah, the history goes back in past 2 years. A lot has happened and community was deeply stirred. So on that general meeting on Tuesday, we will talk about Hive and the Pump House. As we know, the new entry board will be selected by the Working Committee and the Auroville Council using the fast-track selection process. And this new entry board will be in place for a year. So under this system, everyone listed in the Register of Residence is nominated as a member of the entry board. And as such, you are eligible to be a member of the new entry board, and we all receive a mail with details. Online, we can either accept or decline the nomination. The deadline to accept or decline your nomination is Saturday, 28th of October. Working Committee also informs us that they have received a letter from Regional Registration Office from Pondicherry objecting to a person holding a tourist visa giving a workshop in Auroville and others holding tourist visa attending that workshop. The RRO stated that these activities are in contravention of their visa status. The matter has been taken up with the Secretary for Auroville Foundation. But in the meantime, the Working Committee requests all Aurovillians and Auroville units not to allow anyone holding a tourist visa to give or to attend workshops. On Saturday, 28th of October at 8 p.m. at Kalabumi, either in studio in case of rain or in the small amphitheater, Kalabumi Goes Live 3rd edition or October edition with Shalini Sandeep with Greek traditional music, Joshua Trollson, singer and songwriter, Ray Barelli playing his electric vina, Swaha Blues Band with blues roots and classics, Danny Mooney's trio, a fine selection of rock tunes. And on 26th, 27th and 28th of October at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, Calligram Ritam, Auroville in partnership with Auroville Art Service and the French theatre company Le Portoir d'Or, presents Boo or Earth, a dance theatre show inspired by the oldest martial art of the world, Kalyapatu. On the story is about the journey of a man looking for connection with himself and nature. And we have an announcement from L'Avenir d'Auroville. They're saying the road repairs and new road opening starting end of October, and there will be a lot of activity along two main axes. Between the tar road from Elan Chavadi to Kotokara and visitor center entrance, paving the present earth track, and second one, visitor center to kindergarten, removal of worn out pavers and their replacement, and complete removal of all speed breakers. And third, the kindergarten to solar kitchen roundabout, completion of the missing link and the wearing course with pavers. Fourth, between the tar road of Kulapalayam to Edan Chavadi and solar kitchen roundabout, one stretch of the radial near carriage will build over 920 meters. Street will be built from the radial to solar kitchen roundabout, and the wearing course will be made of poured earth concrete. And fifth, the Solar Kitchen Roundabout. This roundabout is being redesigned and redimensioned to fit with acceptable Indian standards. The work on the radial is done in collaboration between La Avenida de Auroville, the Road Service, Auroville Earth Institute, and Aqua Engineer. It has received the support of Secretary and Undersecretary of Auroville Foundation. And the work is necessary and urgent in view of the visit of the Prime Minister in February 2018. For security reasons, all speed breakers need to be removed. They will be replaced after the visit by removable ones in order to avoid future inconvenience and costly expenditures when VIP are visiting Auroville. A study is ongoing looking at the traffic separators and other security features on the road, bringing them in harmony with proper norms. The Road Service will announce in advance the dates of commencement of each phase of this work. And on Saturday 28th, Walk of Hope through Auroville and the surrounding villages will commence with Shri M, who is a social activist, educator and spiritual guide who grew up in Kerala and then spent a few years wandering through the Himalayas in search of higher truth. Shri M walked kilometers in the name of peace in India and abroad. In line with the restorative circle, they asked him to come and walk with them in and around Auroville and the surrounding villages as invocation for peace within and without. Dr. Karan Singh is also a good friend of Shri M and is very happy to know that Walk of Hope will take place in Auroville. And they also hope that we will walk with them. The Auroville Library of Things, ALOT, has been operating for 6 months now and it is gradually developing into a useful service for the community. They intend to paint ALOT container and create an online database of available items. They are also going to buy new items for the library. And before they do that, they would like to hear from all of us what particular items we would like to be able to borrow. And we receive the mail on which we can fill in the survey. Earth and Us has funded this initiative through its savings so far. To support this initiative, you can contribute by offering things that you do not use very often or making a donation to a ALOT financial service account 252488. And the 50th anniversary is coming up. Here's another initiative on Faces of Auroville. They would like to launch a photo project for the 50th anniversary. It consists of taking photo portraits of all the Aurovillians who would like to participate. The aim is to include and honor each and every one of those who have been participating in the unfolding of the dream. We all bring something different and unique to the realization and manifestation of Auroville. This collection of portraits can be seen as a big family picture of Auroville at this precise time in history, after 50 years in the making. With the pictures, they would also love to have a sentence coming from each of us. If you agree to have your portrait taken, they will ask you a simple question. What is your aspiration to be in Auroville? Or more simply said, why are you in Auroville? The final stage of the project would be to have all of the portraits displayed in a single given place within Auroville, without the name of the people under the picture, along with all the aspiration phrases. They will try to take these portraits in diverse locations such as working places, public spaces, homes, and etc. They will also organize given places and times for your picture to be taken if you wish to participate. And the team consists of Ashwin, Raman, Maggie, Mitya, and Shivaya. And from La Piscines comes information that they will be closed on Wednesday, 1st of November, because Omani, one of their lifeguards, is getting married. And they wish him all the best. And they thank you for our understanding. At Cinema Visitor Center Video Room, on Friday at 7:45 p.m. they will screen Chalia, made in India in 1960 by director Manoharan Desai. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m, they will screen Obsolete, made in 2016 and directed by Aaron Dykes and Melissa Dykes. At Cinema Paradiso, tonight at 8 p.m, we can see Russian war camel comedy, Kukushka, made in Russia in 2002 by writer and director Alexander Gorsky. On Saturday, International Adventure comedy, Scott Pilgrim vs. World, made in USA and UK in 2010 and directed by Edgar Wright. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., They will screen Fantasy, Beauty and the Beast, made in USA in 2017 and directed by Bill Condon. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, Akira Kurosawa movie starting. And this Sunday we will see drama, I Live in Fear, made in Japan in 1955. The mother wrote, "My Lord, every day, in all circumstances, let me repeat with the full sincerity of my heart, may thy will be done and not mine." Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on oracleradio.org.